And hello, hello, hello. It is the... what is today? Today's a morning disaster show. All right.
Monday.
Yay. It is Monday. It's a morning disaster. Love it.
Mm-hmm.
How are you, Nikki?
I'm here.
Yeah?
And a week from today is the big day.
What is that?
I don't think we've had a podcast to explain what's going on, have we?
No. No, because we've been...
Have we had a podcast since November that we discussed what was going on?
We
with
have
my
been,
neck?
We've been trying. Okay, we've tried to have a show.
Right.
And we've had problems. We've had problems. We have had problems.
Between illnesses and computer problems.
Yes.
And holidays. Mm-hmm. And...
Yeah, it's been such a
moving
hassle.
Moving.
Yes. You moved to Bloomington, and then we finally were ready to do it.
No, December 1st, I moved again.
Right.
To a different place in Bloomington.
And then we ended up, we were going to do the show. We had all the time. We were ready to go. And then, boom, the phone number wouldn't work.
Right.
But it
right.
worked. It worked. It just didn't. It just
didn't
wouldn't
work
technically work. Yeah.
It went out into the nowhere land.
Yeah. Oh, boy. It was nuts. But now we got, yeah, because you would call and it could never answer. And finally it's working. So today
yes.
we get it. We get it
we
and
connected.
It's working and we're connected. I'm saying this and you'll probably be disconnected any second. So.
And it'll probably be disconnected.
Yeah, but at least we're
and
working.
Then everybody would be left hanging going, what? What's
yeah.
the big news?
So then you say the news is coming 1 week from today. The news is going to happen. What is going on 1 week from today?
I become a robot.
Oh, they're going to put in your bionic neck or whatever?
Yeah. A week from today, I'm getting plates and cages put into my neck.
Oh, wow. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Man.
Now I am scared to death.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That is nuts.
It is nuts. I don't know how it works. I don't know how any of this works. I don't know how my head's going to move. I don't know what it's going to feel like. They're like, oh, you'll be in the hospital for one night, overnight, for observation, and you'll be walking around. You come back in 3 days for checkup, and then we'll see you in 2 weeks and then a month, and you'll be on your own.
Hmm. So they're going to put a fake...
They're
going to put a fake neck in.
They're taking two vertebrae out.
Wow.
And plating them.
Now, is there any way you can... Can you die during this, or...?
Yes. Or be paralyzed.
Oh, Jesus. We don't need any of that. Well, paralyzed, I mean, you know.
Yeah.
I guess I'd rather be paralyzed.
You know, I like sex and stuff.
I know, but I'd rather be paralyzed than dead if given the chance. Given the
yeah,
hours,
well.
Know. I guess as long as I can watch TV and listen
brain,
to radio
my brain
and podcasts stem. And stuff. And...
It's my brain stem, my spinal cord.
Yeah.
That's why a neurologist is doing it.
Yeah, my thing with being paralyzed would, hey, you gain a lot of weight, you know.
Well, I already gain.
Yeah,
well,
but you gain like
lost weight. There, I'm a big weight person.
Like you'd gain a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, and I would if I was paralyzed, I'd be so self-conscious.
Well,
you know?
I think it goes both ways because you see a lot of skinny paralyzed people too.
Oh. I think those people
atrophy.
Those people would be skinny if. You know.
Anyway, we're not discussing this. Anyway.
Well, I'm just saying that my big thing is like, how do you shit? You know what I mean? It's like.
I don't want to know. Anyway.
Could you imagine me being paralyzed? Like, I shit the bed and stuff. Oh, my God.
Anyway, so a week from today is the big surgery. Scared to death. So coming up to the surgery, here's the problem.
All right. Yes.
I have been on an opiate drug since November 8th.
You've been what?
26 hours.
You've been taking pain pills.
Tramadol.
Oh, Tramadol gave
every
me
6 hours.
By the way, I'm convinced the tramadol gave me the Bell's palsy.
I thought that was prednisone.
No, it was tramadol. The prednisone was
You told me it was prednisone.
No, the prednisone's what they prescribed after I got the Bell's palsy.
Tramadol.
Yeah.
I've been on 100 milligrams of tramadol every 6 hours since November 8th.
Well, you like that.
I'm addicted.
Well, congratulations.
I know. And it's changed my personality.
I like this, but I like your personality lately. Your personality's been very good lately. I like your personality over the last, say, couple months or so. I think it's been really good.
You haven't talked to me in the last week or so.
Oh, God. No, but every time I talk to you, you're very pleasant. I mean, everybody, like Nikki will, she'll send me a text, like, how you doing? I'll be like, and I got this in my back of my mind. I'm thinking, oh, shit, what does she want? She's like, how are you? How are you doing? Blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? Very nice.
And then I'm like, the other day, I'm like, you never answer my text.
Oh, yeah, you did do that. I forgot. Yeah.
That was one of the nights.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. I have had 2 fits. Mm. Let's just call them fits.
What are your fits? What are your fits you're having?
These fits of rage.
Oh, geez.
Crying.
Okay, just stop. Just stop that.
I have absolutely no control over it whatsoever. And it usually starts because I don't get my way on something.
Mm-hmm.
Or somebody tells me no. And I get enraged, and I get anxiety, and I get depression, and I get like this. It's kind of like the dry heave of emotion.
Mm-hmm.
And you have no control over it.
So and that's from what, the opiates?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's mixing with my other drugs that I'm taking.
Oh, boy. So how long are you going to be on that?
I'm taking 16 drugs a day.
Hmm. Good. That's too many. You know, I take 2.
I take 16.
I mean, not to brag. But
yeah,
I take a blood pressure tablet, and I take an anti-inflammatory for my knees. That's it. That's all I take.
I take... heart medicine.
Oh, good Lord.
I take a water pill because of my heart.
Oh, my goodness.
And I have to take the potassium because of my heart.
I could, I've tried to take a water tablet before.
Uh-huh.
I pissed my pants.
Well.
I mean, I'm serious.
Well, then they need to pull back the dosage a little bit.
I can't take it. It makes me pee. I can't even sit through.
Did you tell them? That's what it's supposed to do, is make you pee.
No, I can't even sit through a whole show without getting up and running. And
then they need to cut it back.
It's miserable. No, I just don't take it anymore.
Oh, you wait until after the show to take it.
No, I don't take it.
Oh my God, Ray.
Don't take it. Don't like it. Then I gotta get up
anyway.
Do you know what a pain in the rear end it is to constantly get up and go to the bathroom?
Yes, I do, because I have to wear incontinence pads sometimes because it's so bad.
Oh, my God. Incontinence? What are you, 90? You're wearing incontinence pads? Oh.
That's how bad it gets.
Oh, God.
I am 45 years old now.
What are you talking about? That's the least sexy thing anyone could
do.
That is the least sexy thing.
I don't wear them on dates. And I don't take my water pill before I go on a date.
This is the least sexy thing any woman can say. Oh, I wear my incontinence pads. No one wants to hear about that. Oh, could you imagine? Oh, my God.
It's a woman thing. Just deal with it.
Listen, I could not imagine. The minute my wife gets on incontinence pads, I'm out of here. I'm gone.
I can't help it. I
am
gone.
I would be the fuck out of here so quick, heads would spin.
Okay, for the people that don't know that, because you know what it is, I have congestive heart failure. Therefore, they monitor my weight.
Mm-hmm.
And if my weight goes up, I have to make sure my water pill is taken so my weight goes back down.
I'll tell you what people tell me.
I get liquid fluid around my heart.
I'll tell you what people tell me. Just eat less.
That's not what it has nothing to do with what
Why
you
don't
eat.
You just eat less? Then you won't be
it
so
has
fat.
To do with fluid.
Oh, I know.
It
I'll
has
be.
To do with fluid retaining
oh,
around
no.
my heart.
I listen to people. When people tell me, that's what they say. Just eat less and you lose weight. So it's obviously
what
it is.
That's not what it has to do with at all.
That's what they say. Just eat less.
It has to do with retaining fluid around my heart
yep.
and lungs. Because I had the congestive heart failure in November.
Let me tell you something.
I'm in the hospital.
Let me tell you something.
And pulmonary edema.
I
at 44.
If my wife had, I would be out of here. I would leave.
Oh my God.
I don't want to.
Some guys like that.
What do you mean some guys like? Who likes that? There's no guys.
I like cold showers.
There's no guy that wants to, any woman with incontinence pads.
Some guys like golden showers.
What, are they taking out the incontinence pad and wringing it out
Donald
on them?
Trump likes golden showers from Russian women. And they don't shave.
President Trump wrings out incontinence pads. Oh, I can't think. I mean, what would be more disgusting than that?
I just said sometimes.
Oh, I can't even imagine anything being more disgusting than that.
Oh, well, period. Period pads.
Ugh.
There you go.
No, that's not more disgusting. Incontinence pads are worse.
That's blood.
Oh.
You're not even going to post
no,
them.
Maybe
I'm
like,
right
no,
now.
Maybe like... Maybe like some kind of shit pads.
This is going to be the lost episode.
Oh,
I wanted this to be about depression awareness and opiate addiction. And you're focused on
I'm just being honest. My daughter going, Dad, what did you leave? You and Mom have been married for over 25 years. Why did you leave? I don't want to talk about it. Dad, you're living in a rat-infested dump. You're living in a one-room apartment that you're paying like $150 for, infested with bugs and rats. Why are you here? Because I'd rather live here than live around incontinence pads.
Point pads.
Oh, God.
They're just like always.
Ugh. Wearing that. What would you reveal that for?
It's not for you to pee in, right?
Are you seeing anyone?
That tinkle a little bit.
Are you seeing anyone?
I've seen a couple people.
Oh, really?
And yes, they know.
They know you have to have incontinence pads? Oh.
Yes.
Why would you share that with someone?
Because they know. They tell everybody everything.
Why would you keep that to yourself?
I don't keep anything to myself.
Oh,
are you? Have you met
God.
Me?
How soon into meeting them do you? Oh, hi.
I don't tell them the
oh, hi.
I meet them.
My name's Nikki. Oh, my name's Bob. Oh, hi, Bob. So, listen, here's what I'm into. I like laughing.
Well, if I go to their house and I have to use the bathroom
I like
and I'm
laughing.
During
oh,
those times and I have to use it and I
have
to use something in their trash can.
Have I mentioned that I wear incontinence pads in case I start laughing and pee myself.
Exactly. And actually, it's when I have my bronchitis and I cough a lot.
Oh.
So now every time you see me and I'm coughing, you're going to be like, she has an incontinence pad on.
Oh.
When I have my bad bronchitis, pneumonia stuff.
Ugh. Hey, I could have stopped by and saw you around Christmas. We went up there. And we went to Portillo's.
And,
yeah, and I got sick, yeah.
I waited all day long. I'm like, how
oh
come he's not texting me?
I got so sick.
I'm like, what is up with that?
Oh, Nikki, it was bad. I mean, I loved their food, but I'm not going back. It was that bad. It was like, no. And my daughter got it too.
It has food poisoning, probably.
Yeah, I think there was some kind of, There was something wrong with
something
the food.
Undercooked or overcooked or
somebody
sneezed on something.
All we had was hot dogs. It's not like we even had anything, you know.
Right.
Yeah, so.
I don't know.
It was terrible.
Well, my roommates, they ate some Chinese up here.
Yeah.
And they both, within 6 hours, were so sick for 2 days.
Oh.
I mean, they were fighting for the bathroom for 2 days.
That's horrible.
I'm like, you guys need to go to the emergency room.
How many bathrooms you got in your place?
What? At this place, we have two. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so
last place where they got sick, we only had one.
So you were stinking up the bathroom so bad at the old place that they had to move.
I didn't eat it. I didn't have it. I'm like, I was laughing.
I'm just saying,
in the new place,
in the new place, do you have your own bathroom?
It's right next to my bedroom.
Oh yeah, so you do have your own bathroom.
But they're always in it, so. Uh-huh. So using the other one. Nobody uses the other one.
I mean, do you ever...
And you have to go downstairs to use it.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Because we were going to designate that as the guys' bathroom downstairs.
Right.
So that us girls could have the one upstairs.
Where do you guys lounge? You lounge downstairs or upstairs?
Upstairs.
So what happens downstairs?
It's a basement bathroom.
Oh, Jesus.
It's a finish. It's real nice.
You ever go down there?
It's nicer than the one upstairs, huh?
Do you ever go down there?
To do laundry.
Oh, so there's never any reason to be there.
It's got two bedrooms and a living room downstairs.
So there's no reason to ever be there.
Right.
Why would you rent? Why'd you pay all that
money? Go downstairs and go to the bathroom.
Why would you pay all that money for a place you don't even use? You know what I mean?
I don't.
I'm just saying that, I know people that do this, you know.
Well, probably as summer comes along, it's going to get used more. It's just, we just moved in December.
My wife and I
and
had
we just
a place.
Finally got unpacked probably a few days before Christmas, because we had to get unpacked for everybody came to spend Christmas here.
Mm-hmm.
So we haven't got furniture or anything to put down there.
Listen. My wife and I had
a
place.
So they'll get more moved in there, and they'll
Peoria.
Get furniture to put down there. And
it had a really nice finished basement, and in the basement had, you know, just really, we got brand new furniture that we put down there, and we got we put a nice TV down there, and there was a bar. There was all these things in
Nobody
the basement.
Went down there?
We never went down there. And I was like, Jesus, what, because my office was upstairs.
We were going to make one of the rooms his office.
There was a nice TV upstairs as well. You know, and then we were like, we never, ever go down in the basement. It's just a waste.
Well, see, the house my parents had, we had a basement like that, but we were always in the basement. We were split between
half the people would
be upstairs and half would be downstairs.
When you get old and fat and you know what I mean? Like now with my knees.
You don't want to be around each other, then you split it.
We have a basement in this home we live in now, right?
Mm-hmm.
I've never been in it. You know what I mean? Because I'm not going to walk up and down the stairs. I mean, I think I've been down there less than 5 times, and we've lived here for...
These are nice stairs, though. They're the kind where you go down, like, 5 steps, and then it turns, and you go down another 5 steps.
We've lived
they're
here
the
all this
down
time.
Kind.
My wife goes down literally 10 times. You know, she does laundry and stuff down there. She's down 10, 11 mm-hmm. times. And I've been down there less than 5 times, and we've lived here for 7 years or something.
Right.
So, I mean, I want a place... I told my wife, I'm like, I want a condo. She's like, what? I don't want to buy any other. I don't want another house. I don't want one. I want a condo. I want a condo.
You want everything taken care of for you, so you don't have to deal with the yard, and you don't have to deal with the roof, and you don't have to deal with mechanicals.
Yes. And here's what I want. I want a big bathroom with a jacuzzi. Uh-huh. With a jacuzzi. That's what I want.
Mm-hmm. That's all you've ever wanted.
Yeah.
That's all I've ever heard you saying when you got at your house.
I had it. That's all I had in my houses.
You wanted the jacuzzi.
And then I sold the houses. I'm like, why did I sell these? What is wrong with me? Oh, I made so many. I've made so many mistakes in life. I really have.
Because I remember your first house.
I had a big jacuzzi.
You went from the apartment to the house. There in Chatham.
Yes, at a giant jacuzzi. I loved
it. Jacuzzi.
And then we built the second house. I put an even bigger jacuzzi in it. It was wonderful. And then for whatever reason, I quit. I don't know what happened to me in 2005 to make me quit the morning disaster. I have no idea what happened. So I don't know if I got a head injury or
what. We make decisions. We make decisions like this.
Oh, my God. I've never had a place equal to that. That was beautiful. That home was beautiful.
Right.
Yeah. So next one I want, the only thing is I had to mow the lawn and shit. I don't want to do that. I want a ranch, you know, one floor place.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I want a big bathroom. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
With a jacuzzi. And mm-hmm. I want an office. Okay. With a studio. Mm-hmm. And then I want a bedroom and maybe a second bedroom, you know, like when Bella comes over. That's it.
Right.
That's all I want.
Garage.
I don't. Yes, yeah, so I need.
Got some place to put your stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I'll take a garage, I guess. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But that's all I need. I don't need. I know my wife wants more than that, but I don't need any more than that. That's all I need.
Right.
And I don't care. I don't care who, you know. I don't. it's frustrating. So my wife's like, you know, we were talking about winning the lottery. She said, oh, we got to buy a house. I said, no, I don't want to. I don't
want to. If you do that and you win the lottery, then you can afford for people to do all those things that you have in a condo.
I don't want a big house. I don't want one. We would be the first, like,
in your little area.
We'd be the first, like, $100 million. We'd get a $100 million lottery winning, and I'd buy, like a three-bedroom house.
You can have a three-bedroom pool house, and she can have the mansion on the other side of the pool.
No. She gets incontinence. She gets incontinence pads. I throw her out. But
now, not let her in the pool. No pee in
I would get a house, okay? I'd get a house that's ranch, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And would have a studio that has a hallway that leads to, like, another door. You know what I mean?
Right. Uh-huh.
So that way people can work for me and work at my house.
Right.
And leave as soon as they're done, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
or maybe on the other side of the garage.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking about. Yes.
Yeah.
But I don't want it to be too far away from my house where I won't go out there. You know what I mean?
Right. You just, like, walk through the garage to the other side.
I just want to walk down the hall of the house, and boom, there's a studio. Mm-hmm. But
right.
Then I want a door that leads to outside so people can come broadcast.
Yeah. Right.
That's what I want. Gotcha. That's what I want.
It would be cool.
I don't want anything else. That's it.
What about an exercise room? You need an exercise room.
Oh, no. I don't want. I hate exercise.
But you need one.
I don't want it. No. No exercise room.
We all need one. I don't want an exercise
I got
room.
I got an exercise room here, so I'm fine.
Well.
I'm fine. Man, I don't need I don't need much. I do not need much at all. I just need
I need a big kitchen.
No, I don't need
I need a tub that's not going to make me feel claustrophobic when I get in it.
Yep.
And, like, cover me completely with bubbles when I get in it.
Yeah, big big tub.
I need a big tub that I can have bubbles up to my chin.
Yep.
That's what I want.
That's awesome.
It can jacuzzi or it cannot jacuzzi. I just want the water with bubbles to go up to my chin.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with
that. I want to soak in it.
Nothing wrong with that at all.
Well. And I've only been in one tub like that my entire life, and it was heaven.
Where'd you get into a tub like that? Were you on some kind of a romantic thing?
It was in a hotel in the Quad Cities.
Hmm.
I was in it by myself, and I enjoyed every bit of it.
I was once in, the hot tub. My wife and I go to a hotel in town.
Uh-huh.
And,
Is it a triangle one? I hate the triangle one.
I don't know. It's a big. We discovered it because my buddy Big D.
I want an oval one. I like the oval ones. I don't like the triangle corner ones.
You know Big D, right?
Yes, I know Big D.
Yeah, well, Big D's the one who he rented a hotel, right?
Uh huh.
For the night, and Big Jacuzzi, and we were playing. I was playing a Pickles gig.
Uh huh.
And he, or no, we were doing a disaster radio remote.
Okay.
And he said, he goes, you got to come over and check out this hotel room. I'm like, what? He goes, you got to see it. It's awesome. He goes, I got this room. I said, okay. So I go over to this hotel room. I'm like, oh my God. He goes, check that out. And I go, look at that jacuzzi. So I got in the jacuzzi.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I wore shorts. You know, I didn't want to be some pervert. All but right. I got in the jacuzzi. I was in the jacuzzi. His wife was in the jacuzzi. Was Jimmy in there? I can't. But anyway, all these people go into the jacuzzi, right?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was funny. It was like 2000-something, all right?
Uh-huh.
And it's crazy. So it's crazy. So, and then everybody's leaving, and I say, hey, listen, I'm going to hang in the jacuzzi. And he's like, what? He goes, everybody's leaving to go party. I said, yeah, I'm going to hang in the jacuzzi for a little bit. He goes, okay. Uh-huh. And I'm in the jacuzzi, and I go, oh, my God, this jacuzzi's freaking awesome. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And then I think my wife was in Texas or something, and I said,
I'm getting a hotel room.
I said, I found the best place. She goes, what? I go, I found the best place. We are going to get this jacuzzi. And that's where we go now is we go to this hotel room when we get a chance, and we go into this jacuzzi because it's amazing. But that's how I first discovered it that way because Big D got it.
You'll have to text it to me.
And Big D was not in the jacuzzi, though. I don't want anybody thinking I was taking a jacuzzi with Big D.
Was he taking pictures?
Of course, yes.
Of course he was.
Taking pictures. Good Lord.
Of course he was.
Yeah.
That's what he does.
Oh, it was just nutty.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yep. It was a good time. That's how I first found this hotel that my wife and I go to. And boy, right. I could tell you the things we've done in this hotel. Oh, my God.
I'm wondering if it's the same hotel that I've done things in, so.
I haven't gotten her to get, I mean, it's as crazy as she's ever gotten is in this hotel room, you know.
Uh-huh.
So I need her to, you know. if I can get in there more often, I really think if I can get in there more often, I could loosen her up even more and, you know.
Does it have a bar in the hotel?
No, but we don't. You know, we're not big drinkers. We really aren't anymore. I mean, we drank in our 20s.
See, mine was in my late 20s to early 30s.
Yeah,
I was a late bloomer with the drinking.
Seriously, though, from the time, I mean,
and then I drank. No, I can't drink right now because I'm a drug addict.
Yeah.
Because you can't drink alcohol when you're on Tramadol. But I was drinking like once a month or once every other month.
Yeah, since I turned 30, I just don't drink that much anymore.
Right.
And when we had Bella is when I was like, oh, well, you know, now we got a baby. We're not going to, you know. So right, it's been 16 years. It has been 16 years since I have regularly drank.
Uh-huh. Now I've never regularly drank.
It's very rare.
I'm a binge drinker.
However, as I'm talking about it, now I'm thinking, I know we got some booze around here. I'm going to make myself a glass. Oh, wow.
I'm like, I wish I could be off of the drugs so I could get drunk.
Yeah.
Because I know if I got drunk, I wouldn't feel anything. I wouldn't feel the pain that I'm feeling.
I don't even.
That would be dangerous. They want me to feel some pain because then I know that if I'm overextending or hurting myself. Yeah. If I got drunk and didn't feel any pain, then I'd really hurt myself. You know what I'm saying? They want you to feel some pain in the neck. Otherwise, I might paralyze myself or something.
Yeah. Might crack your neck all together like an action movie.
Completely.
Hey, I saw a good movie. I saw a good movie I got to give a recommendation for.
I got a couple I've seen. What?
Happy Death Day. Have you seen Happy Death Day?
No.
Happy Death Day is a movie that's getting ready to come out on Blu-ray.
Okay.
And it is, it's like Groundhog Day, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Except it is a college girl who goes, she's going to, I'm trying to figure out, she goes to school and it's her birthday and she wakes up in this weird dorm. And the day ends with her being murdered. Somebody murders her.
So like butterfly effect.
And then she wakes up. And she's reliving the same day over and over again.
But she's got to stop her murder.
Yeah, and she has to relive the same day until until she figures out who murders her.
Isn't that how butterfly effect was? He had to stop her from dying.
I don't. Yeah, but I don't. It wasn't the same day over and over and over again. I mean, it was Groundhog's Day is what it was, but that's what made it cool. And they even reference Groundhog's Day in the movie.
Oh, okay.
And it's very, it sounded stupid.
Yeah.
When it came out the theaters. But I highly recommend it. It's called Happy Death Day. And I recommend it. It's coming out on Blu-ray, DVD. Make sure you guys check it out. It'll be on demand as well. I'm sure Amazon will have it at some point soon, if they don't already have it.
Yeah, I just discovered Amazon. I'm in love.
Oh, I love Amazon. There's a rumor now that Justice League is going to come out the end of this month on digital HD. I don't know if that's true or not, but that's a rumor. They might put it out early.
Cool.
I know.
Cool.
Let's see. What else can I plug? I watched the the Golden Globes last night.
No, I didn't. But I hear
#2020. Oprah was, but I mean, I'm such a pussy.
I hear she had her Democratic National Convention Obama moment.
Yeah, you see, I didn't think, I mean, I didn't get that. I really didn't.
I didn't watch it, so I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think that's what she was going for. I think she was just making a statement about, you know, about Hollywood and the stuff going on, and I just thought it was really well done.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't get that she was going to run for president. Hey, if she runs, she's got my vote. I mean, I just, you know. If people can vote for a freaking reality star, I can vote for Oprah if I feel like it.
See, if she was the Oprah of 20 years ago, I would have voted for her. She was still humble then.
I got to tell you what, though. It was so funny.
She's too like, I'm Oprah now.
I saw these people, these really pro-Trump people on Facebook, which Facebook's made up of a lot of those people.
Mm-hmm.
And they were so funny this morning when they were like, I would never vote for Oprah. She doesn't have the experience to be president. And I'm like, oh, my God. Look at the guy you voted for. The guy you voted for had zero experience. And now and all they're talking about how great he is. It's like he had zero experience. And you're saying he's great. What the hell would make you think Oprah couldn't do it?
And she literally went from nothing to something.
Yeah.
As compared to him.
She didn't grow. She wasn't born to a millionaire father that left her millions of dollars.
Yeah,
that's not what Oprah
did. She went through a lot.
Yeah, that's not what Oprah did.
Mm-mm.
Oprah had it. Oprah had it going on.
Mm-hmm. Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. How about Oprah Michelle 2020?
What is it?
Oprah Michelle 2020.
Yeah, I don't know if Oprah would do it, but it would. I mean, she just gave a really nice speech last night.
But Michelle is the vice VP.
Yeah, I don't think she's going to do that.
You don't think Michelle will do it?
I don't think she wants to run. No, I really don't.
I
really don't. I don't think that she would. I don't think that she'd want to do that.
Hmm.
I mean, we'll see, but
I don't think we've heard the last of the Obamas.
Yeah, I don't get the feeling that she'd want to run. I really don't.
Maybe it'd be Malia.
Meanwhile, listen. You know, the thing that was frustrating with Trump. And this is as an American.
just Trump, period.
Well, the thing that's frustrating about him is that there's bound to be good things that happen. You know what I mean? There's going to be good things that happen. There's going to be positive things that happen. And it's fine if a president touts those things, you know. Mm-hmm. But it's hard to do that when he gets caught up in every piece of bullshit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That drives me crazy. And he's constantly bitching because they don't say the positive things. And it's like, you won't shut up long enough for them to say anything. And I really hate, how he's portrayed all media, except for, of course, Fox News, which love. But trust me, if Fox News said anything anti him, he would be all over them as well. Because if it's positive, then it's true. If it's negative, it's fake, which is, that's bullshit. Every president has had negatives and positives. You can't say that anything that's negative is fake news. God, it's such bullshit. And I don't like how he gets caught up in all that bullshit. And he picks a war. He picks wars with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Literally. He picks wars with...
He justifies everything.
Yes.
To the end.
And he has to... He picks battles with nobodies on Twitter.
I know.
It's unbelievable.
He can be so wrong about something that he will justify his wrongness to be right till he's blue in the face.
And he's like, this know-nothing nobody, blah, blah, blah. It's like, then why are you even, if they're a know-nothing nobody, why are you taking time
why
to comment?
Are you concerned?
You're supposed to be running the most powerful nation on the earth. Stop commenting about nobodies. You know, Obama, you know, that Dinesh D'Souza was an author who wrote a book about, said Obama was born in Kenya, and Obama was a secret Muslim sleeper agent, hell-bent on destroying the United States, and all these ridiculous claims. He wasn't a Christian, and just horrible, I mean, horrible things. Horrible things. What did Obama do about it?
He ignored it. He made it non-entity.
He ignored it and worried about being president.
Trump, exactly. He took care of the important things in
Jesus
life.
Christ. Trump has to bitch about... If someone writes a magazine article he doesn't like, he throws a fucking hissy fit every time the New York Times or some other newspaper does something and points out a factual thing that he's doing wrong. He gets pissed. And then this guy writes a book. And this guy, and by the way, this is what gets me, because this guy's obviously playing them, because you could tell the comments that he makes that he has tapes. He's obviously interviewed people and recorded it.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he lets something leak, and, you know, and Trump 100%, that didn't happen, this guy's a liar, and blah, blah, blah. It's like, oh, my God, you can't tell the second wave of publicity for this guy is going to be him releasing those tapes.
Oh, yeah. You're just making him more money.
Because all the guy wants to do is sell books.
Exactly.
So if
there's no such thing as bad publicity for this guy.
So, yes, the best thing Trump could have done is just laugh it off and go, oh, geez, how ridiculous. That's it.
The guy's rolling in money from a cease and desist order.
Yeah, which is, by the way, you can't cease and desist a book. You just can't. And you're president of the United States. You can't demand that no one say anything bad about you. I mean, he really does have an issue with the difference between dictatorship and being a president. Now,
he reminds me of one of those little dogs that are in ankle biters out in the country barking at the wind.
He acts like a fucking grade school girl. Now, that being said, you know, I think he's that he can do and he has done some good things. But by God, it's like just, you know, do something good and let it sit. What the fuck? Mm-hmm. 10 seconds later after you do something, why do you have to tweet and do... Oh, it's just... It's so hard.
Take
it really is
away from him.
Yes, it's really ridiculous to watch this man self-destruct because the president, he's the president of the United fucking States.
I wonder how many times they tried to take the phone away from him, secretly lose the phone.
Oh yeah.
And he's had a meltdown.
Well, I mean, this book talks about he doesn't he won't allow the people
in and taking the phone.
He won't allow them to clean his room at the White House.
Oh, really?
Like, he won't let the maids do something. They'll be like, but sir, your pants are on the floor. But if the pants are on the floor, I want them on the floor. Leave them there. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's in the book, but it came from the people that Wolf talked to, which Wolf had access to the White House. They gave him, and it was, by the way, it was Sean Spicer who did it. And Sean Spicer was interviewed. And he basically said, yeah, it probably was a bad idea giving him access the way I did. Because we thought he was going to do a positive piece on the president. It's like, what would make you think anyone was doing a positive piece on this president?
You know what I look forward to? Saturday Night Live.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Back up.
Oh, it's going to be insane.
It's going to be great.
And then, of course, the stable genius. Oh, my God. I'm like, stop. Oh, just stop with it, please. You're embarrassing the whole country.
My button's bigger than your button.
People say I'm very stable. I'm a genius. It's like I'm really smart. Oh, my God. God,
stable genius does not say my button's bigger than your button.
It's so embarrassing. Yeah, so, you know, I really do wish that Trump would stop. Because it gets, you know, it just.
We have the potential of 3 more years of this.
Yeah, but and listen,
of another 7 more years.
I'd be fine with him being president for 3 more years. I don't care. But Jesus Christ, stop with the gloating and the tweeting and the crying and the bitch. Just run the country. Why can't you just, you know? And the whole thing is, he's changed it forever.
Yes.
Whoever wins,
there will never be
whoever wins,
the president of the United States.
It's never going to be the same.
The office of that president is never going to be the same again.
I mean, it doesn't matter if it's 3 years from now or 7 years from now, whatever. He's ruined it forever.
Yeah.
He's ruined it because the next person, they'll do shit.
Mm-hmm.
And President Oprah's going to be tweeting.
There's not the respect.
President Oprah might
office.
Tweet from the toilet. You never know.
Mm-hmm.
But when we're bitching about it, here's what's going to be said. It's going to be like, well, it could be worse. You know, it could be the last guy. And everybody's going to be like, oh, you know, she is right. Or whoever it is.
Yeah.
Whoever it is, people are going to say, you know what? They're right. They could be the last guy. That's true. Yeah, so I think he's changed. I think he's changed the role forever, not for the better. But I don't want to get too political, but God damn it makes me crazy.
Oh, it does me too.
Ugh. I just don't get
it. I turn on the TV first thing in the morning and I'm like, what is he doing now?
Yeah.
Some mornings I just sit there and laugh. I just can't believe when their breaking news can't keep up with everything that's happening.
Yep.
Like the morning of the cease and desist, and it was the same morning of the cell phones must be shut down in the West Wing, and you know, it's just a whole bunch of stuff was breaking all that morning, and I'm just like, oh my God, he's losing it.
Yeah, and you just...
That book is really getting to him.
Yeah, and then now there's this rumor that... now there's a rumor that Mueller needs him to come testify, which makes me go, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Which really makes me feel that they've got Trump on something. And I hate to say this, but it's like... Oh, I wish they didn't, just so the guy would, you know what I mean? Now all we're going to have to hear, now we're just going to have to hear about this. And
there'll be conspiracies.
Yes.
If they do get him, it'll be conspiracies. The Democratic Party came down in some kind of conspiracy with Russia or something.
So if they got him, I hope they got him, and President Pence could take him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I don't want it to be some sort of, well, maybe or maybe not, because
it has to be clear cut.
Oh, yes. If it's not clear cut, then everybody's going to be. There's going to be people guessing and not. It's just going to divide the country even more.
Oh yeah. Oh
so,
yeah.
God. I'll tell you, here's a perfect opportunity though. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
This Jeff Sessions. Jeff Sessions, and this pot bullshit he's doing. Now, when Trump was running for president, he made it seem, and I do believe this about President Trump. I don't think he gives a shit about the gay issue.
Right.
I don't think he gives a shit about pot.
No.
You know what I mean?
Trump himself?
Yeah, I don't think Trump. Yeah, I don't think President Trump. I don't think he gives it. I just don't.
I don't think he gives a shit.
In fact, when he was running for president, it came up. And he pledged.
I think if it doesn't affect him, he doesn't care.
Yeah, and he said, he goes, they asked him what he would do about states that have legalized marijuana. And he said, he goes, I don't give a shit. He goes, whatever.
Right.
I don't care.
It doesn't affect him.
Yeah, he's like, I don't care. Whatever. So, and I know that's how the guy feels. So it's like,
mm-hmm.
Why in the world would
he's
you...
letting Jeff Sessions make policy.
And I don't understand the reasoning for it, unless somehow it's... I don't know. It's some kind of plan to, to get rid of Sessions or whatever. I don't know. But, he promised and said, he goes, it's a state's issue. I don't care. That was his response was, I don't care. It's a state's issue.
The fact may be that he's too busy dealing with his own personal issues.
Yes.
Of trying to be president and losing his mind.
So he has this asshole Jeff Sessions. And I don't
taking advantage of the situation.
Listen, I don't have a dog in this fight. Other than I have friends.
Mm-hmm.
Who are really pro marijuana. And I have people, I know people who have it for pain, and they need it. You know what I mean?
Yes.
They, in order to make their lives better, they like it.
Yeah, right.
And
well, I have
this asshole wants to take it away, and it's like, and this is Jeff Sessions doing it, but I don't think that Trump is going to do anything about it. I think he's going to let Sessions get away with it. And I think that's such a bad decision for him.
It is. In fact, I don't think he's paying that much attention.
Yeah, he could look like a hero if he tells Sessions, stop with the bullshit. They voted for it. Let them have it. You can't tell people their vote doesn't matter.
What is sad is he's more worried about what this guy in this book is saying about him than the people that are sick that need marijuana.
Yeah, I just think the smartest thing President Trump can do is just say, no, fuck it, leave them alone. Let the states do whatever they want.
It's fine.
If they want to legalize marijuana, legalize marijuana. And for him to say, I don't care. I think that could be the smartest move he'd make is to just say, I don't care.
The other question is, is it really because marijuana is bad, or is it because Obama had put the whole, let's leave him alone?
Yeah, I don't know.
You know what I mean? They want to undo everything Obama did. That's their whole agenda.
Well, I'll tell you what. I think they could do wonders if... I really do think they could do wonders if they... If he made a statement and just said, leave it alone.
Of course.
You know, no, my...
But is he going to do that?
My attorney general overstepped. We're not going to... We don't care about any of this. I think you can make him look like... I think I really do think you can make him look like a hero.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm not a big fan of that Jeff Sessions, you know. Yeah, anyway. Let's see, what else is going on? What else do I want to get to? What else is happening in this world? Other than your surgery.
Yeah.
Your incontinence pads.
My drug addiction.
By the way, I want to apologize to anyone who dates Nikki. I want to apologize to anyone who was disgusted by that. I apologize for her bringing that up.
You brought it up.
Unbelievable.
You and the water pill.
And by the way, I think I may... If you
You're
guys,
talking about how you had to go pee.
If you were just listening... I think I think she passed a little bit here a few minutes ago.
No, I did not.
She was laughing so hard, I think a little bit came out. I bet she's got an incontinence pad in there now.
No, I don't.
Just in case, it's a little tinkle.
No. Yep. There's no incontinence pad on.
I'm going to listen close to see if I can tell when. I need a bell, the pee bell.
No pee bell.
Yep, she just peed a little bit right there.
No.
Yep.
I told you, it's like when I have like really bad bronchitis and like pneumonia.
I tell you, I got when I was on that water pill, oh my God. I would have to take like toilet paper. And
So you make your own incontinence pad.
I made like an incontinence pad once. I wrapped toilet paper around my penis, you know.
Uh-huh. So you make your own incontinence pad.
Yep.
Basically.
Yeah, I guess it is basically what I did, right?
To get some dribbles?
Yeah. Ugh, disgusting.
Yeah.
I'd leave me. If I were my wife, I'd leave. As soon as I heard that, I'd pack my shit and get the hell out. Because I'm already the least sexy person alive anyway. They're the only way to make it worse. Talk about incontinence. Ugh. It's terrible. Terrible. Ooh.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, well. Listen, I do have the morning disaster is, well, now that we got the phone and everything working again, morning disaster will be more frequent.
Twice a week.
Yeah, well, yeah, I think we could do more than that. And of course, we gotta work just in time for you to go into surgery.
Yeah, well, I'm supposed to recover quickly if I don't die.
Let's hope not.
So, I pray to God I don't die.
Let's hope you're okay.
I hope I'll be okay. I'll just have this robotic neck. It'll be like, can't go through metal detectors anymore.
You'll be the bionic woman.
No more MRIs ever again.
You'll be the bionic woman with a bionic neck and a bionic incontinence pad. That's what you'll be.
Oh, Lord.
Good old Nikki.
Oh, and my voice. This will be probably the last time you hear my voice.
Yeah, because
They're cutting my vocal cords.
It's going to change a little bit.
They're cutting my vocal cords.
No, they're not. Are they?
Yes, that's what they told me they're going to.
Will they grow back together?
I hope so.
They
said they have to cut some of my vocal cords in order to get to the vertebrae.
Well, I know that's scary. I know that's scary, but I had surgery to remove, remove some stuff from my vocal cords in 99.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't affect my voice much.
And
I went on tour singing afterwards, and my voice isn't the same as like when I was in high school and college, and I had a lovely voice, blah blah blah.
Mm-hmm.
It's not as good as then, but it's not much worse, you know.
Well, he asked me if I sang, like, maybe in church or something like that, or, you know.
I got to be honest, I thought I sang rock music better. I really do, and I thought my register got a little higher afterwards, so. I mean, I'm out of practice
maybe
now.
Maybe I'll have a sexy, scratchy voice now or something. Yeah,
as long as
you
can still do the show.
I hope so. He said I'll be talking, like, with the Whisper for a few days after, like, a week after,
mm-hmm.
and then it'll get better, so.
Where are they coming in to do this from? Through the they're going to cut the neck?
No, left side of my neck.
Hmm. How are you going to breathe? Are they putting a tube in your throat? Or?
Yeah, I guess. Intubate me. The tube.
I'll be darned.
Put me on a lung machine. That's a big surgery.
Yeah, seems like it.
If not, they'll probably put a tube in the side of my chest. That'll probably be the... I'm thinking that that'll probably... They did that before in another... My open lung biopsy. I'm thinking that that's probably what they may do.
So you're,
even though they haven't said that.
So
I'm
would you constantly... Would you constantly be in pain if...
I didn't have the
opiates
within the next 6 months.
Oh, so you're going to get paralyzed. Okay, I didn't know if it was for pain.
If I don't do it, if in the next 6 months I'll be paralyzed.
All right.
Because of the stenosis. Not because of the herniated vertebrae, it's the stenosis that's below it, where they're going to put the cages at.
Well, I think you'll be fine. I think you'll be fine.
I just wish there was an alternative to it, like chiropractic or... laser treatments or something, you know, that I know about that nobody's telling me anything. So
I could try to sit on your head and pop your neck or something if you want, you know.
That would paralyze me probably or kill me.
Yeah, like I said, I'd rather be paralyzed than dead, but man, just the thought of the sometimes I feel like
that's
I'm
really
paralyzed.
Scary.
Sometimes I feel like I'm paralyzed, but boy, the thought of not of just shitting myself in the bed is so repulsive, you know.
Ugh.
Ugh, I know.
It's not as scary. The whole thing is very, 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 very scary.
I don't know why. But I don't know why I think about that so much.
And all of this is because I coughed.
Yeah, and every time, you know what? Like, every time I see a handicapped person.
Uh-huh.
I always go.
You worry about their poop?
No, I go, how do they wipe their ass? Like I saw, I was on.
You worry about their poop.
Yeah, I was on Facebook, and I saw this guy that had no arms.
How's he wipe his?
And I'm like, how's he wipe his ass? Who wipes his ass? You know?
Oh my god!
I don't know how the hell you. What do you do?
Ask him.
Who wipes your ass? I mean, how do you wipe it?
Maybe there's somebody out there, a nurse or somebody that listens that does that can send you a message at.
Well, no, I mean, I know somebody's got to wipe it, right? So there's got to be a way to wipe
maybe,
it.
Maybe there's a nurse or somebody that listens to the show that can tell you and send you a message at.
God. No, leave me wondering.
You're not catchy.
No, you can send me a message at RayLytle@hotmail.com.
There you go.
Ugh. But I really don't want to know.
You do need to know.
I would set up some sort of makeshift cleaning apparatus, you know?
A butt buffer?
Yeah. Like maybe a sawhorse with a spinning...
sponge and
yeah,
you can
a spinning,
just like, rub your butt
it'd be a
on it.
Spinning thing with some sort of soft cloth at the end, and you back up your ass and you just put it against it and it sort of, you know.
Shit flies everywhere.
Yeah.
Or a wet washcloth on it that goes around and around and around.
Like, how would you wash your balls, you know? I mean...
Oh,
you know,
what if you're female? There's all kinds of stuff that needs washed down there.
Oh, I can't even imagine. Ugh.
washed and shaved and
I just can't imagine. Yeah,
and...
how would you shave?
Uh-huh.
Could you imagine how much pubic hair they have that people would know? Oh, poor.
I mean, do their at-home care workers have to shave them?
That'd be the worst part. I mean, that's why scientists. That's why science has to make bionic limbs.
And then where does it go across the line between this is not sexual?
Oh, there's nothing sexual. Nothing sexual about not being able to wipe your ass.
No, I'm talking about is it getting shaved.
Oh, just ooh.
It just gets a little icky.
Ugh, I just can't even imagine. I can't even imagine not shaving your you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not saying take it down to like, you know. Not everybody can go. Not everyone can go hardwood floors, you know.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, I bet who's
got at least.
I bet that fucking Britney Spears has nothing down there. That Britney Spears. What? That's my type of girl. That Britney Spears.
Mm. Mm-hmm. She's probably waxed.
Oh, she's
probably
yeah.
She's probably been. Whatever, when they take all the hair off for a minute.
Yeah. Like, she's crazy, but man, she's still good. She's so good looking. She really is. That Britney Spears is my type.
I like that.
She's actually Scott. 100% not my type, but I would, you know, that's.
The blonde from Chuck.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. Yeah. Good looking blonde.
She's got that real long name.
You know the whole game where it's like
ear.
You get to pick a Yvonne Strahovski or whatever. Strahovski or whatever. You get that one person, like the one person free or whatever that thing is, you know.
Uh-huh.
I think mine would have to be Britney Spears. Yeah.
My lesbian one would be Yvonne.
Oh, you like the girl from Chuck?
Yeah.
Who's the guy?
For guy?
Yeah.
You'll laugh.
Oh, who is it?
The Rock.
Oh, The Rock? Rock's your type,
yeah.
Really? He'd lift you up and throw you around.
He's just got, it's just his mannerisms, and yeah. He can be funny, and he can be serious, and...
Yeah.
He seems really down to earth in real life.
I wish I had gay thoughts, but I don't, you know... I can't.
It's not necessarily how he looks. It's just his personality.
You know me. If I had it.
He doesn't come off as a jackass. Huh?
If I had it, I would share, but. You know what I mean? I've never had. You know, I've just never had any gay thoughts with anybody. If I did, I would share it. I would tell you who I'd.
Mm-hmm.
You know. There are some guys, though, that I could look at and tell they're really good looking. You know what I mean?
Mm hmm. Mm hmm.
I could tell who's good looking. I just don't want to, you know. I couldn't imagine doing anything to any of them.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd probably be Dwayne Johnson.
Hmm. So you got The Rock and Yvonne, whatever her name. What the hell is her name?
Odinsky or whatever her name is.
Oh.
I
don't know.
She's so Strahovski.
Yeah, Yvonne Strahovski.
Yeah.
That's her name.
Stradowski or Stravonsky?
It's Strahovski. Strahovski.
There you go.
She's Australian.
Mm.
Well, listen to your moaning hot. And everything about her.
She is hot. I got pictures of her on my phone.
She's in that Handmaid's Tale or whatever.
She's super hot.
And Chuck is playing Shazam.
What?
Chuck is playing the superhero Shazam.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. And Yvonne Strahovski is in the Handmaid's Tale. So yeah, they're still working.
Cool. I loved that show.
Yeah, nobody. I hope there's nobody out there thinking the cast of Chuck isn't working because they're still working.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
I love that show.
Yeah, that was fun.
That was a fun show.
I got into that show late.
I got into it after it was canceled and it was on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
And then I fell in love with it, and I'm just like, oh.
Yeah.
I'm like, how could they cancel the show? It's such a good show.
Here's my, I started watching The Magnificent Ms. Maisel.
What's that?
It's a Amazon show.
Okay.
It won the Academy, it won the Golden Globe last night.
Oh, did it?
Yeah. But it's about, it's about a woman who is a stand-up comic.
Huh?
And there's a whole way she becomes one. You know, it's an interesting story.
Hmm.
But yeah, that's pretty good. I highly recommend that.
Yeah.
What else can I recommend? I started to watch the new Star Trek.
Mm-hmm.
But I've watched the second episode like 7 times. I fall asleep every time.
Oh no.
And I don't know if it's because it's bad or if it's because I'm just so tired.
You're just tired.
When I try to watch it, I'm tired. I can't even keep my eyes open.
Right.
Like today, Today I was just going to take a nap.
Uh-huh.
But I got too busy and I couldn't take a nap, and then I tried watching that and I fell asleep. And, you know.
Yeah.
So I would like to watch it, but I think if I can get through these episodes, then I can get on to, you know.
Yeah.
To other things. Like, so I hear it gets good, but it's just, I haven't, you know.
Right.
Like I said, I'm still, you know, still trying to get through a couple episodes, so. I'll report on that hopefully next time.
All right.
So there you go, everybody. Well, this has been an interesting show filled with incontinence pads. Filled with all kinds of nonsense.
It's been all over the place.
Nikki becoming bionic. I hope for the best with the surgery.
Thank you.
Hey, because I don't need you to die or get paralyzed or anything. Because who the hell's going to do this?
I'll be so pissed off if I die.
I'm sure you will. I'm sure you will. You know, like I got Sean. Like Sean always wants to broadcast, you know.
Uh-huh.
But then he always has to let me know. Oh, you know, every time. You know, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. Oh, I probably shouldn't because they'll find out at work and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like. What are you not allowed? Is there some rule against?
Did he find something in his contract?
Yeah, what the hell? Well, what's keeping you from? What would keep you from podcasting? What the hell?
Uh huh.
Yeah. So he always backs out.
Aww.
Yeah, like I'm doing the Jimmy thing, and I'm really trying to make it good, you know.
Right.
But he He keeps backing out. I'm like, Jesus, I just want to record some stuff with you. Because I was going to put that, you know, I was going to put the Jimmy thing out right before Christmas. But then because it's Christmas, uh-huh. I'm like, you know, no one's going to care.
Right.
No one's going to care because it's Christmas.
Come on, Sean.
So I decided I'm going to put it out like in March or, you know what I mean, somewhere around then. So that it has its own time frame. So it's not, you know, it's not competing with anything.
Yeah.
Let's see. What else did we learn today?
Aww.
We heard about incontinence pads. How do people wipe their ass? Trump. Oprah. I'm sure there were some other good things in here as well. I'd like to think anyway. But anyway, thanks everybody for listening.
Got a picture.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
We'll be back very soon.
Yeah.
And to all of Nikki's boyfriends, check for that incontinence pad before you know. Make sure that pad's out of the way before you do anything.
It's all good.
And, I don't know. There you go.
Yep. You go, Happy New Year.
And Happy New Year. Unbelievable. Well, I guess that wraps it up. There you go. We'll get another show in soon. It is the Morning Disaster. I'm Ray Lytle, along with Nikki. And thank you for listening. See you later, everybody.